The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This is the final report of our series, Escape from Venezuela. Angelica Lamos' house is one of the few places in Cucuta, Colombia, where you hear children who have fled Venezuela laughing instead of crying. They're not malnourished, they're not sick. Cucuta is near Colombia's eastern border with Venezuela. This spacious home once belonged to Lamos' father. Today, it's a shelter she calls Humildad Extrema, or Extreme Humility, and a dozen families live here. They've escaped Venezuela's catastrophic economic crisis, which was caused by years of socialist mismanagement. For Lamos, this is also a way of paying back a debt.
I remember how Venezuela opened its doors to me and my family many years ago, when we had nothing.
15 years ago, Lamos and her family owned a 15-acre farm north of Cúcuta. But Colombia's civil war was raging, and like thousands of other families, hers was threatened by it. Left-wing guerrillas and right-wing paramilitaries tried to take the farm. When the paramilitaries came to recruit her 13-year-old son, Lamos's family left everything behind and fled to Barinas, Venezuela.
We didn't know anyone, but they gave us jobs, let us make a life there. It saved us.
Then a few years ago, a reversal of fortune. Tens of thousands of desperate Venezuelans began fleeing to Colombia each day. So Lamos came back to Cucuta. Charging rent of just $1 a month, she opened her own doors to Venezuelans. Each day, Lamos checks in on the folks who live here, like Lilibel Rangel from Mérida, Venezuela.
For us, Angelica means the difference between sleeping in a bed and sleeping in the street.
For a while, the rest of Colombia was just as generous to the Venezuelans as Lamos has been. That's changed. Some 700,000 Venezuelans have settled in Colombia in just the past few years, and that's creating social and economic strain. In Cucuta, doctors say Venezuelan refugees have increased the emergency room patient load by 20%. As hundreds of Venezuelans waited outside a Cucuta church this month for UN aid, Colombians like Andrea Peña watched in anger.
The Venezuelans get all the help now. Colombians have to take a back seat.
The deportation of Venezuelan migrants is also more common in Cucuta now. Victor Colmenares is 20 years old, and he was among several Venezuelans thrown out of Colombia this month for illegal street vending. Venezuela helped a lot of countries like these when it was rich, Colmenares said as he left Colombia. Why can't they give me a break now? Colmenares was deported because he didn't have a work permit. Until a few months ago, Colombia had issued documents like that quite liberally to Venezuelans, but not anymore. That's conservative Colombian candidate Iván Duque giving a campaign speech this month in Cúcuta. Fear of Venezuela's situation helped him win the first round of the presidential election on Sunday. The growing anti-immigrant sentiment is also why the UN Refugee Agency recently launched an anti-xenophobia campaign. Joseph Merckx heads the agency's Colombian operations.
Many people say, the Venezuelans are coming here to steal our work. Venezuelan women are all going into prostitution. There's prejudice, and we need to ask the Colombians to understand why Venezuelans are coming to the country.
Perhaps the most important message the UN campaign wants to get across is this.
Colombians for many years were in Venezuela, so reciprocity is important.
That's a hard fact for Colombians to ignore. For generations, their country was tormented by civil war, narco-violence, and stark poverty. They migrated in droves to Venezuela. That's not forgotten in South Florida, where more Venezuelans and Colombians live than anywhere else in the U.S.
The Venezuelans, they're getting the same reality that the Colombians got when they went to Venezuela.
Colombian expat Fabio Andrade heads the America's Community Center in Weston. Much of the nonprofit's work is business networking, and Andrade spends a lot of his time helping newly arrived Venezuelans in South Florida. He admits that back home,
Colombians are looking down at Venezuelans.
But he doesn't want that to happen in the U.S., nor do Venezuelan expats like Rafael Moros. He's a paralegal in Miami who once lived in Capacho, just across the border from Cúcuta, Colombia.
In my younger years, We go to Colombia as tourists to eat at restaurants and Colombian food, but now they are refugees.
As Álvaro Helbés became this month, I met Helbés as he entered Colombia at Cúcuta. He's an industrial logistics expert from Valencia, Venezuela. That's where his Colombian parents migrated 40 years ago. Today, Helbés and his wife have an 8-month-old baby they're struggling to feed. So he's taking his parents' journey in reverse. I never really understood my parents' frustrations until this moment, Helbés told me. I have co-workers back in Venezuela who eat nothing but white rice every day for lunch. Nearby, Venezuelan teacher Elsa Sanguino ponders that epic collapse of her country. The world's largest oil reserves are in Venezuela. It was once one of Latin America's richest countries.
It's very humiliating for Venezuelan people to come here in these conditions. I mean, for a mother not to be able to buy milk or diapers because they don't have the money, or even if they have the money, they cannot find them. It's humiliating.
Well, Anani, I work...
Especially for professionals like Rebecca Prieto. 3 months ago, she was an oil engineer in Maracaibo, Venezuela. Now she's a nanny in Cúcuta. Prieto accepts one-third of Colombia's minimum wage because she needs the money.
It's not perfect, but it's okay. I have a food and I have a roof. Anything is better than living in Venezuela.
In Bogotá, Colombia's capital, Jonathan Caldas feels the same way. After he left Venezuela, he opened a barbershop called The Kingsman. It's an inverse echo of his parents' story. In 1976, they fled Colombia and opened barbershops and beauty salons in Puerto Ordaz, Venezuela.
My mother, she told me that she was crying for 2 years because the Venezuelan people, they don't like the Colombian.
Eventually, they did feel welcome, and their shops became important places for jobs and community for other Colombian refugees. That's what Caldas' shop has become for him and for other Venezuelan refugees in Bogotá, and a place where young men come to get buzz cuts to look like reggaeton stars.
Same history, but different time.
A reminder, perhaps, of the larger history Venezuela and Colombia share. In the early 1800s, they were briefly part of the same country, a republic known as Gran Colombia.
I'm Tim Paget in Cúcuta. Manuel Rueda contributed to this report.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.